You are listening to Concert Blast.
Let's have a rock and roll Christmas just like we used to know. Yeah, a rock and roll Christmas, and I'll meet you by the mistletoe. We'll rock around the tree, go Santa, go, go, go. Santa came down the chimney, 3:30, with lots of nice little presents for my baby and me. Merry Christmas, baby. This is all the dream at night. I feel like I'm living dust of an paradise. I saw a monkey so did not see me creep downstairs to have a beat. Well, she thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. But let me tell you that I saw Mama Tickle Santa Claus underneath the beard so snowy white. And what a laugh it would have been if a daddy
Hi, welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold along with
Brian Hasbrook and
Tom Thompson.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Well, it's that time of year again, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, we got another Christmas time running around.
And I tell you what, you blink your eye and here it is again.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? This is another great special because last year at this time, we created this show, a Christmas show, not knowing what it would do. We
not
did
at
it
all.
Just because of the holiday spirit, right?
Absolutely. And boy, were we surprised.
Yeah,
I tell you what.
We were downloading this thing in July.
They were.
I mean, the whole year, we're getting hits like crazy. And, of course, the last couple months has just been number one.
Yes. It started in October, how this Christmas special of 2005 became number one. In November, it took over at number one. And in December, it probably had no doubt. All right, now it's leading. So.
Well, so now we're giving you a second opportunity to do it all over again.
Yes.
Absolutely. And of course, doing it all over again is, yes, a big part of the show that we love to get out there is what everybody is thankful for. So hopefully that brings out memories and makes you think about what Christmas is all about.
Well, and also you got to think, we're also coming from a rock and roll theme, not the traditional or orchestral arrangements.
Yeah.
Basically come from the rock and roll end of it.
That's right. And you'll hear a lot of nice surprises. We're going to try not to do any of the songs that we did last year. So it will be a completely new show.
Absolutely, because we want to bring a new show to you, and we have a good time doing it.
And I tell you, Mike is the major workhorse here because Tom and I drew a lot of blanks. Every time I thought of one, it was something we already did.
He did, man. He definitely did the background work on all that, too.
Well, the one thing I got lucky on, I found an album out there, guys, and it's called, there's like five of them, and it started in 1987, and it's called A Very Special Christmas. Volume 1 was 87. They got up to five volumes that I could find on our...
I bet I know what they're called.
What's that?
Wow.
2, 3, 4, and 5.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. How'd you get so smart, man?
I hung around y'all long enough.
I want to start off talking about the first one because it talks about the Pretenders are on this one. And the Pretenders, you can hear them doing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
But I love Chrissy anyway.
Oh, Chrissy.
I love Chrissy. I mean, her voice is just so distinctive, and it just sounds great on that.
And we sure love to hear you here in Nashville for one time.
Well, I saw her here in Nashville for the B-52s.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're the only one.
Then I saw her in Myrtle Beach at the House of Blues.
Oh, listen to it. Come on. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's like if I were to try to see Alice Cooper at the House of Blues in Biloxi, it would have blown down from the hurricane. So...
The next song, which I thought is by far one of the best songs on the whole album, is our good old man Bob Seger with Little Drummer Boy.
Come, they told me, pour up a bum bum. Our newborn king to see, pour up a bum bum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-ra-pa-bum-bum, to set before the king, pa-ra-pa-bum-bum, ra-pa-bum-bum, ra-pa-bum-bum. So
Brian, how about you? You got one your favorite of yours?
Well, it's not a favorite, just something I haven't really heard before, and it was by Sting, and it's called Gabriel's Message.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame.
I really like that. I like the message behind the words and everything. I really didn't know that Sting was actually into the Christmas songs. And when I saw this, I saw two or three of his that are out there.
You never would think you'd have
that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think Gordon would go that way myself. But
Gordon Sumner.
Oh, there you go, but not too many people know that.
Well, he couldn't be insulted. That's his name.
That's right.
Would you name your kid Sting?
Only if he's a wrestler.
That's probably true.
I tell you what. I love this guy performing live, and Tom and I seen this guy. He was in Memphis in May this year, and I love to hear him sing this one, and it's Run Rudolph Run. Brian Adams.
Tell you what, I mean, you just tell when Brian sings, he's just so energetic, and he really makes that song just really stand out great.
I love the guitar work in it, too. It's like the old Chuck Berry. It's an old Chuck Berry song. I love that kind of stuff.
Well, I love the next one here, and like I said, these guys are in no particular order, but I love this lady's voice, that gravelly.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
I know what he's building up to.
That's Stevie Nicks, and she did Silent Night.
Silent Night.
And you know what? This year we saw Stevie Nicks too, didn't we, Brian?
Yeah, just for about three songs, maybe four.
At the Bonnaroo Festival.
That's right, yeah. And it was so good to see her out there too. And she has an excellent voice still too.
Yeah.
The woman cannot stand still.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I noticed.
She is like somebody who's had too much caffeine.
Absolutely.
Well, she came out for Tom Petty. She didn't actually do a set herself, which we need to see her do.
I wouldn't mind seeing her.
I've never seen her perform before, have you?
No, just a little bit with Tom. And
right.
I'd sure love to see her.
That's right.
Stevie.
Yeah.
And another band that me and Brian saw earlier this year, and by far they are one of the biggest bands out there in the entire world, which is Bon Jovi. And the song they sang on there is I Wish Every Day Could Be Like Christmas.
What time is it, baby? Is it that time again? When snow will be falling, friends will be calling. I know it's time when there'll be careless singing. Silent night. I love when you sing.
Yeah, I love how Bon Jovi does that song.
Oh, man, it's just so beautiful and really makes you think about Christmas, too.
But I tell you, this next guy, he's got a voice. Bono. He has got a voice. And when you two gets together and does a Christmas special song, this one's called Baby, Christmas, Baby, Baby Please Come Home.
That's one band that we have not seen before, and Bono is distinctive, like you said, Mike. His voice is just fabulous.
And then the next one, we were just talking about Bon Jovi, the band. Now we're talking about just John Bon Jovi. And he sings, Please Come Home for Christmas.
Bells will be ringing.
How can you not like that song? I mean, he puts a lot of effort into it, and, you know, he can definitely knock it out there.
I'll tell you what, I have met this lady once before. She was the lead singer for the band 10,000 Maniacs, and you know who I'm talking about, Natalie Merchant. And she has a very distinctive voice. I love how she sings, Children Go Where I Send Thee.
Children go where I send thee. How shall I for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby, wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in the manger.
He was born in Bethlehem.
She really has a beautiful voice on that.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
And speaking of women,
yeah,
here's somebody we all saw not too long ago.
Oh, yeah?
Miss Sheryl Crow.
Oh, definitely one of my favorites, for
singing,
sure.
Is this an Elvis song?
The old Elvis song.
Blue Christmas.
Blue,
blue, blue, blue, blue, blue, blue, blue.
Christmas.
You okay. Got Porky Pig doing that?
No, I don't have
it. Oh, man. That's the best.
Blue, 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 blue. Well, here's Sheryl Crow doing that. Blue Christmas.
That me and Mike saw earlier this year, which really just brings out the true meaning of Christmas. The band is Third Day, Oh Holy Night.
Oh Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. And long lay the world in sin and error pining. He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Little night.
Tell you what, man, that is just unbelievably special and beautiful, isn't it, Mike?
I love how they do it differently. I love their own arrangement of that song. That's a really nice song.
It really is.
Okay, we're kind of going with a little blue-eyed soul here. Anybody who's seen Johnny Lang knows he's a heck of a rock and roll bluesman. And he's also given us Santa Claus. He's back.
Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. Snow is falling all the ground. Hey, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. And the snow is falling on the ground. Be a real good lover. Cause Santa Claus is coming back to town. My backer, you see me coming out of your house.
love that blues he does on that. I love his voice, too.
Well, it's not actually Johnny singing.
Oh, I didn't
remember. You've seen Johnny.
Yeah, that's right. We saw him open for ZZ Top and Ted Nugent. Yeah.
And he actually got, I forget the gentleman's name, but he's got a wonderful lead singer. But he's so focused on his playing, which is
man, his playing is unbelievable.
And that's where that bluesy sound, I mean, to be able to incorporate that into a Christmas song is really, really special.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. Well, speaking of blues, let's talk about the blues. The king of the blues.
Yeah.
B.B. King.
B.B. Bad.
Yeah. And I love his version of Backdoor Santa.
Well, they call me Backdoor Santa. I make my rounds about the break of day. I said they call me Backdoor Santa. Make my rounds about the break of day. I make all the ladies happy while the men are out at play. I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. I said I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. But I'll come running with my presents every time you call me. I keep some change in my pocket in case the children are at home. I give them a few pennies so we can be alone. I leave the back door open so if anybody smells a mouse would know Santa be in trouble if it ain't no chimney in the house. I'm a backdoor Santa. Make my runs about the break of day. I make the women happy while the men play.
Wow, and along with that, he's also on there with a song called Merry Christmas Baby also.
Merry Christmas Baby!
Man.
I heard that song.
It's that grumbly old voice in there. Yeah.
I tell you another one that's a lot of fun. People don't know this, but Lynyrd Skynyrd put out a Christmas album a few years ago. And off this album, there's a song called Santa's Messing with a Kid.
Santa comes once a year, we all know. My chimney, got a key to my door. Oh, whoa, look what Santa did. He's messing with me. They call it Merry Christmas, but I say Santa's messing with the kid. He came in cold, sipping my tea. Set my wife upon his knee. Oh, Lord. They call it Merry Christmas, but I say Santa's messing with the kid. He drank my eggnog and ate my cake. He grabbed my wife and gave her a shake. Oh Lord, whoa, look what Santa did, messing with me. They call it Merry Christmas, but I say Santa's messing with the kid.
What a topic for a song, you know?
I love that. It's a great song. I just love that.
Wow.
Well, the next artist that performs for us is Rebecca St. James doing a John Lennon song, which is called Happy Christmas, but you might recognize it. It would start out, so this is Christmas.
Everybody, ready?
3, 4.
So this is Christmas. And what have we done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. Okay. Well, that's enough.
So that's okay. All right.
We don't want to totally knock you out of the spirit.
No, and we also don't want to scare you off either.
So. Yeah, let's let Rebecca sing the song.
I think so, too.
So this is Christmas. What have you done? Another year over, a new one's just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear one, the old and the young, a very Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. And so it's a good
Not only can she sing good, but she's beautiful too, isn't she, Brian?
Oh, yeah. Mike and I unfortunately met her. When was that, Mike? How long ago?
That was back in March.
Yeah, we met her at a Christian artist gathering downtown convention.
It's a CMA week, which CMA is Christian Music Association week in Nashville, Tennessee. They do every year.
And I got to tell you, we met her, and we also met her mother.
Oh, yeah. Her mom was super, isn't she?
And she couldn't have been nice to her, nicer to her fans. She sat there and posed with us, talked with us, let her take pictures, and had to shove Mike out of line because he wouldn't stop talking to her.
Yeah, right.
And everybody's waiting in line, and you're going, Carol,
and Brian goes,
look at their watch.
And Brian goes, can we get back in line? I want another hug from Rebecca St. James.
Oh, I bet he did.
I would have bought some more stuff.
Yeah, she is beautiful, and she's really, really friendly. Yeah, and her Christmas album is simply called Christmas, and that's what that's from.
That's all she needs. Now we're going a little bit back in time with a band that we all saw, we all loved. The band's called Foghat, and the song that they put out is All I Want for Christmas Is You. One of the bands that we truly miss, the lead singer, which is Freddie Mercury, of course, who else, Queen, they sing a great song called Thank God It's Christmas.
I never really heard this song until last year when we were researching, but it's a wonderful song.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful song.
Well, it's amazing how you can do the research out there, and you are surprised that some of these really big bands have performed some Christmas songs that you never think they would have.
We just went through several songs of Christmas. Now let's talk about ourselves personally. Tom, you want to say something about this year, about how you think you've been blessed through this year?
Absolutely, guys. We really want to express how we feel, how we've been blessed. We really want to get out there what Christmas is all about. And again, you know, we want to be able to count our blessings. This year has been a phenomenal year, not only with Concert Guys and being with Brian and Mike. I mean, we just had just an unbelievable amount of fun together, and to bring that fun to you and the show to you is a blessing in itself. I have two new grandbaby daughters this year.
You sure do, don't you?
And I tell you what, guys, if you're not a grandparent yet, your world will change.
You're awful young for a granddaddy.
That's right.
About 25, 26?
I just hit 30 this year.
You hit it pretty dang hard.
That's right, man. But their names are Kirsten Lynn Thompson and Savannah Brooke Thompson. They have changed my life. They are a blessing in itself. I'm thankful for my health. I enjoy, you know, the physical activities with softball and working out. And I'm just glad to be able to be in good health. And I can't, you know, say enough about what a great year it's been. Brian, we'll put you next here, man.
All right, this is Brian, and I can tell you what I'm thankful for. These two guys sitting next to me. Because I tell you what, I know where I'm lacking in some things, and these guys pick me up. So, hopefully I do the same for them at some point in time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I think it does take more than one person. One person could not do what we're doing.
No way.
That'd be so much.
Oh, it would be.
But so I am very grateful and thankful that these guys who have been friends to me since we were kids. I mean,
many years ago.
When I say that, I met Mike when I was 9 and met Tom about 14 years old.
Yep.
Yeah. So these are lifelong friends, and I wish you guys out there are blessed with the friends I've got. Mm. I'm also blessed with a wonderful, tightly knit family. And I just found out I'm going to be a grandpa myself.
No!
I tell you what, Brian. Your world's going to change next year.
And
it's already changed.
Oh, it really has.
My son, Matthew, and his lovely wife, Jill, are due at the end of June, beginning of July. And, of course, my grandchild is about the size of a peanut right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah. They got the heartbeat checked today, and everything's perfectly normal. Jill, who's a little tiny thing of 5 foot nothing, 95 pounds, has put on about 10% of her body weight. You know, 5% rather. She's put on 4 pounds, so that would be like us putting on 20. Yeah. So
right. That's right.
But I'm very grateful and very thankful for my family, and I'm extremely happy and looking forward to an addition to my family here pretty soon.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Yeah, Brian is excited about being a grandpa.
He really is.
And boy, do I look good.
I tell you what, both of you guys look great to be granddaddies. I tell you that.
And I tell you, if you ladies out there look at the website, we both look good.
Did I mention they're both single?
That's right.
Both single and both open.
With your arms wide open.
That's right.
Now, you know, like Rebecca St. James.
Yeah, you go, Rebecca.
I could say a few other names, but I better not.
Okay,
don't
well,
give it away.
I have to say that I'm thankful, too, for these guys. And, man, there is a lot of work that's involved in this thing. And when I started in podcasting and I brought up the idea of these two guys, they said, yeah, well, let's all do it. But we didn't realize the work that's involved. And it's a lot of work, isn't it?
We thought it was just going to be fun.
And well, we are having fun. I think the fun outweighs the work, though.
And that's what you've got to look at, too. But, again, Mike does almost all the work with getting the shows up, going through all the editing, and that's just unbelievable amount of time consuming that me and Brian, you know, don't do.
You slackers.
He's a bigger slacker than I am. I do all the photo stuff.
That's right.
But anyway, we still have a great time together, and I think it's worth it all. I mean, I enjoy doing it. I enjoy just hanging out with these guys at a concert, and I really enjoy getting those patches slapped on us and going backstage and talking to the artist.
Oh, absolutely.
And just interviewing the fans and getting them to sing. But what do you got to be most thankful of? And when I think about it, think about our families, of course. But also think about what Christmas is all about.
Absolutely.
And don't forget, Christmas is the reason for the season. It's Christmas. Because right. of a baby boy being born is our newborn king, Jesus the Christ. And that's why we're celebrating Christmas. It never made sense to me someone who never believed in Jesus would actually celebrate Christmas. It doesn't make sense to me.
No, it doesn't.
And there's some of you out there listening to this, probably. Maybe you call it your holiday season or something. I don't know, but I never understood that. Another thing I never understood is why people celebrate Christmas parties by getting drunk.
You're
I never
right.
understood that either.
That's right.
You know, that's a good way to celebrate Jesus Christ when he says don't get drunk.
Exactly. And I'm saying that, Mike, too, again, I mean, you've got to think about, you know, this drinking and driving. Guys, if you're going to go to a party and you're going to drink more than you should, please make sure you find a designated driver.
Or stay right where you're at.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Get a friend.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, guys. We're wrapping this thing up, and we want to leave you with this song by Queen, and we feel the same way. Thank God it's Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Guys, have a very safe Merry Christmas.
And here's Queen.
Yes, it's Christmas! Thank God! Christmas.
For one night.